Imagine a world where giving something away becomes your most powerful competitive advantage. This counterintuitive approach has already transformed industries worldwide. When TED decided to democratize their elite conference by creating TEDx, allowing volunteers to organize local events under their brand, they weren't diluting their value. Instead, they expanded from an exclusive gathering to a global phenomenon with events in over 130 countries, making their brand more valuable than ever. This is the essence of reciprocity advantage, a revolutionary business concept that's become required reading at companies like Google, Amazon, and Microsoft. The approach represents a fundamental shift in how value is created in the modern economy. Unlike traditional transactions or philanthropy, reciprocity advantage occupies a strategic sweet spot. Organizations share underutilized assets now to gain substantially greater value later. In our increasingly interconnected world, the ability to create mutual benefit through strategic sharing may be the most important business skill of the coming decade. As connectivity and shared resources create unprecedented opportunities, companies that master this approach will thrive while others struggle to maintain relevance. The journey to reciprocity advantage begins with identifying your right-of-way, underutilized assets you could strategically share, such as infrastructure, intellectual property, or capabilities. Amazon's AWS emerged from sharing excess computing capacity, while Nike built a fitness app community from sharing workout expertise. Next, find transformative partners who help accomplish what you couldn't do alone, like Apple partnering with music labels for iTunes to create mutual value. The third step involves rapid prototyping, testing assumptions quickly with real-world feedback without massive investments, as Google does with beta launches. Finally, scale your advantage by building the infrastructure, processes, and partnerships needed to expand while maintaining your core value proposition. IBM exemplifies reciprocity advantage in its evolution from computer hardware to big data analytics. When hardware became unprofitable in the 1990s, CEO Lou Gerstner recognized IBM's true right-of-way was its understanding of data analysis at scale, shifting from low-margin hardware to high-margin software solutions. Today, IBM partners globally with diverse organizations, analyzing mobile data in Istanbul to reduce commute times by 25%, implementing predictive maintenance systems in Singapore, and leveraging Watson's AI capabilities for medical diagnosis and financial services. In our connected world, partnerships hedge against risk while enabling innovation and scale. The future favors value-based partnerships over price-based competition, with highest margins coming from services and experiences tied to products. Microsoft Connect found its reciprocity advantage after hackers explored its platform. Initially just a gaming interface, Microsoft first threatened legal action but quickly embraced these hackers, recognizing Connect's broader potential as a 3D motion sensing platform. By partnering with former adversaries, Microsoft leveraged these experiments when officially opening the platform. The Global Food Safety Initiative demonstrates another success. When Walmart required GFSI certification from suppliers in 2008, it reduced safety audits while increasing employee training, ultimately lowering costs and enabling faster crisis response. The most promising future partnerships will likely be asymmetrical, pairing very large companies with very small ones or individuals. Reciprocity advantage demands profound partnerships, creating what neither party could accomplish alone, requiring trust, though not necessarily friendship. For reciprocity advantage businesses that don't yet exist, companies need broader prototyping, thousands of low-resolution prototypes rapidly produced at low cost through design thinking. Google Fiber in Kansas City exemplifies this approach, using the city as a laboratory to study high-speed bandwidth impacts. Gaming creates emotionally enhanced attention that accelerates learning. Platforms like Foldit engage volunteers in protein folding challenges, while UCLA's BioGames enables non-experts to diagnose malaria. These platforms leverage reciprocity. Participants contribute time and intellect in exchange for enjoyment and impact. TechShop functions as a maker gymnasium where members access advanced tools for a monthly fee, creating a do-it-ourselves space. Square developed its credit card processing device prototype at TechShop before scaling to success, demonstrating how shared makerspaces can incubate breakthrough products. Effective scaling requires compelling names that tell stories, like IBM's Smarter Planet, which provides purpose-driving strategy that motivates employees. Our brains process narratives up to 22 times more effectively than facts alone, accelerating scaling efforts. Apple created a powerful reciprocity advantage through their App Store, providing developers access to iPhone users while taking a percentage of sales. By 2013, Apple had netted $3 billion while creating approximately $70 billion in new businesses and nearly 300,000 jobs. By 2020, developers had earned over $200 billion through the platform. Future propagation tools are becoming more lightweight and practical. 3D printing exemplifies this shift. Designs live in the cloud while manufacturing happens locally. Companies like Shapeways and UPS implement distributed manufacturing networks that reduce shipping costs and delivery times. Cloud-based services amplify innovation globally. Amazon Web Services enable startups to access enterprise-level infrastructure without massive capital investments. Trust fuels scale, making reciprocity increasingly scalable, as demonstrated by Airbnb and Uber building global networks on peer-to-peer trust mechanisms. Finding your right-of-way involves three steps: defining your core business to identify shareable assets, reinventing your business as a service to identify potential disruptions, and redefining your business as an experience to find complementary opportunities. Most companies lack clarity about their true core. Examine what generates 2/3 of your profits or sales, typically just one or two product lines in specific channels or geographies. A narrow definition works better than broad. Even small companies should identify their competitive set within a $10 billion industry to avoid being blindsided. People don't want drills, they want holes, what Christensen calls the job to be done. Define what people hire you to do, regardless of your current methods. Any business that can deliver your service better, faster, or cheaper will eventually disrupt you. When designing reciprocity advantage experiments, aim for billion-dollar potential while keeping implementation fast and cheap. Your reciprocity advantage is ready to scale when it's desirable, viable, and ownable. A truly desirable offering must provide a transformational benefit, different in kind, not just incrementally better. Neuroscience confirms what wisdom traditions have taught. Givers are happier than takers. Research shows giving activates pleasure centers in the brain, creating a helper's high. This biological reality will fuel new reciprocity advantage models as businesses discover strategic giving creates sustainable growth. The future of business isn't about protecting everything. It's about strategically sharing underutilized assets for mutual benefit while maintaining control of core value. Companies like TED, IBM, Microsoft, Google, and Apple demonstrate how this approach creates extraordinary growth and resilience. Consider what unique assets could create greater value through sharing, what partnerships could help accomplish what you can't do alone, and how you might experiment with new models. These insights could transform your business strategy and relationships. In a world where technology enables unprecedented collaboration, the old zero-sum competitive mindset becomes limiting. The future belongs to those who understand that sometimes the best way to get ahead is to give, creating sustainable growth through mutual benefit rather than pure competition.